America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge along with
Christina Staffo.
This all started a couple of weeks ago on the show where we talked about whether or not a man should wax himself.
That's right.
All right. We live in a culture now where body hair really isn't that attractive any longer. The days of Tom Selleck are long gone.
Oh, boy.
So men are out there and they look as if they're seven again because there's nary a hair on their arms or their legs or their chest or anywhere. So me, as a man that kind of bridges that generation, I wondered, to wax or not to wax? That is the question.
Yeah. And I said yes.
And I have been convinced by the co-host that it is time to wax.
I thought why not try it once?
And see what happens.
How you like it.
Now.
Maybe the wife will like it.
Maybe she will. Maybe she won't. You know what? It's for the show, so I don't care. That's what it comes down to. So what we've decided to do right here on the air today is begin the process of removing the hair on. Now, we're going to go with my left arm.
We're going to do your arm.
Okay. And I'm going to be a little mismatched, but that's okay.
That's all right.
I can wear a long sleeve. It's for the sake of the show. And folks, where else do you get quality entertainment like this? Anywhere on your radio dial or your little device? Nowhere.
No.
I don't see other national hosts sacrificing them. Well, maybe that's a bad term to use, but letting themselves go through such exploratory hair removal for the good of the program.
Lucky for you, Ed, I was aware of these waxing strips.
Yeah, that we stopped at a drugstore and bought.
Okay, so they're meant for at-home use.
Not in a radio studio. Well, see, now I'm scared that we're going way off the beaten path here.
No, we're good.
This is going to go horribly awry.
Really good.
Now, tell me
here.
About the pain factor that's involved in this.
Okay, well, it hurts.
It does?
It might not be so bad on your arm, but you've never been waxed before.
I've never been waxed before.
So what goes on with these waxing strips is they come as a pair. You have to rub them together.
To generate heat?
To generate heat.
Okay. That is the sound of actual rubbing, folks.
I'm rubbing them together
now. She's a skilled radio performer. She knows to bring it right to the microphone. Now, how long must this rubbing go on?
Not too long.
Are you going to start like a forest fire here or something like that?
You never know.
You know, here's something. I'm going to utter a sentence I never thought I would ever say for my entire life. Here goes. I am about to be waxed by Christina Staffo.
You know?
I never thought we'd ever get to that point, but here we are.
Okay.
All right, so we're preparing the strip. Now that even sounds painful. Oh. Now this is going on my arm.
Okay, it's going on your arm.
Now, would you say that I have an exceptionally hairy arm?
You do have a hairy arm.
Thank you very much.
All right, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay, so we're going to start on the bottom.
Okay, on the bottom.
Okay.
She's applying the...
I'm applying the strip.
This isn't bad so far. It's like scotch tape. All right.
Okay.
That's okay.
Rub
so,
it in.
All right. Now, how long does this have to stay there?
No, we can. We're going to peel it off right now.
It's instantaneous.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Should we get it closer to the microphone here?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, ready? Wait, I have to pull it this way. Okay,
all
ready?
Right.
One, two.
Oh.
Look at this.
Wow, look at that.
How smooth it is.
Let me feel that. That feels good.
Yeah, it sure does.
All right, so onward and upward. So we've just accomplished, here's a question. We have how many layers of skin? Seven? You just took six of them away from me, didn't you?
That's all right.
Now we have to go on the side. She's actually pretty good with this, folks. She's applying it right now, and she's applying it with semi-firm pressure, making sure that it's completely locked down.
Okay. Are you ready?
That is a lot of hair. All right, here we go. One.
One, two.
Aww. Wow.
Okay. Just to give our listeners a little bit of a visual here.
We actually can give a visual. I will be tweeting pictures of these out.
Oh, so let's
if you want to follow me on Twitter.
Because it looks like a rug.
It does look like
strip.
A rug.
Hang on, you know
what this looks like? Like when you take the samples of carpeting home to see how it would look. How many of these do we have?
We have two.
Okay.
We have two more.
All right.
We're getting the whole arm, Ed.
We need to, because if not, I'm going to look as if I was in a cat fight when I walk out of here.
All right.
Okay.
This is the best day of my week right now. All right.
You know, and when we started the program, I wonder if the network ever thought, I think the host will be waxing himself on the air one day, because this is something, again, men have to make this decision. Because you go to the beach this summer, you can't go out there as if you're a Karistan carpet.
This is great.
All right, so let's see. Now we're into the upper forearm.
Yes, the second portion of the forearm right below the elbow.
Right below the elbow.
Are you ready?
And you know what? You're pretty good because there is no blood.
No, there's no blood.
The pain is minimal. I would say it's like a 2, between 0 and 10.
Really?
Yes.
It's not so, because it's your arm.
But I actually have a decent threshold of pain.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
1, 2.
Then see, now that was a 6. Now,
wow, you got a lot of hair coming off your arm.
I know I do.
All right.
All right, now let me feel this again. It feels good.
It feels good down here,
wow,
right?
That's a whole new me.
What section do you want now? Oh, now, you're getting towards the inside of the arm now. That's going to be a little bit more painful.
All right, here we go.
You know, it's like getting a tattoo. You get a tattoo on certain parts of your body. It all hurts, but places hurt more than
hurt
others.
More than that. Wow. Okay, here we go.
Ready?
All right, this is now number 4.
Right, 1, 2. Wow.
Oh, that was a 7.
Wow.
Oh, we're moving up the scale here, folks.
Oh,
coming in at number 7 on the pain.
We're making a nice little hairy collage.
She knows that the farther up the arm we go, the more the pain will increase.
Oh, boy. All right, what's the next section? You tell me.
Well, how about back here, the back of the arm? Because all of a sudden now it looks really and that's simply just her peeling the tape off of the adhesive.
Okay.
All right, so now this...
There we go.
All right, so now this is below my elbow, the back of the elbow. And actually, some of it is on the elbow. Oh, this is great.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be a good one.
All right.
Make sure it's on there nice and good.
Nice and taut.
All right, ready?
Yeah, here
1, 2.
Oh! All right, now that one, how much did we get off there?
I don't know. It didn't come off that much, but look how much is on the strip.
See, look how much is on the strip. But again, my arm still has hair left over.
Huh.
See, now, it's got to be more difficult.
That must have been a hairy patch.
Well, gee, thanks. So.
Let's see.
All right, so we're going back. Is this the same one?
We're gonna overlap on that.
All right, we're going to overlap. Maybe because the skin texture is different here. It's the fatty side of my arm.
This is so funny.
And I have a normal arm.
All right.
Right?
1, 2.
Oh, there
yeah.
we go, folks. Oh, wow. So.
Oh, see? It was kind of half on, half off.
Was that hair or skin that came off?
I don't know.
Then?
It was like both.
We got chunky. There we go.
It was like both.
But we have not approached bloodletting status,
no,
which is pretty
no
good.
Blood.
No, there isn't. I expected worse. I really, really. Now, wait, you just took some sort of liquid out
of
there. What is that?
They have, like, it's like this little, like, oil serum
serum?
That you put on after. It's called a finishing oil.
And what does that do?
That you put on to, like, soothe the skin, remove any excess wax.
And to make sure I don't get a tremendous infection.
Right.
Because next
skin.
Week we'll be doing the show from an emergency room.
Be like, Ed, why is your arm green?
Yeah. Welcome back to America Weekend. We're here at the skin grafting clinic, and I'm getting my arm attended to because of the haphazard waxing of one Christina Stoffo. All right. Well, I have to say I'm impressed. It feels different.
Waxing is not so bad.
All right. Waxing is not so
Men
bad.
Men out there.
All right. Now, I have my two arms. I have the new me. And I have the old me, and there is a big difference between the two.
There's a huge difference.
There is a huge difference.
You see how much younger that arm looks?
It does. And actually, I do look better. I would say I look better. Now, the person at home is thinking, wait a minute, how hairy is this guy? Does he have Sherwood Forest growing below his elbows? It's not that bad.
It's not that bad because you have, like, lighter colored hair.
Strawberry
blonde.
But
if you had that much hair and it was black.
Dark. Very dark.
Or, like, dark brown or something.
Then you're looking as if you have Brillo pads taped to your arms. I think it came. Now, we have how many here on the table?
We have 6 strips.
6.
Wow. 6
hair-filled strips that will be tweeted out later today here. So if you if you choose to look at this, you can see it.
Oh, boy.
My goodness. So,
see, it wasn't so bad.
No, it wasn't so bad. And this is actually, I look really mismatched.
That's so funny. You know, you have like little patches here and there, but you get the point.
You know what I look like? I had an arm transplant. This is somebody else's arm. And the surgery was a success. It's great. I have total feeling in that arm and that hand.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to tell you, I thought it was going to be more painful.
Okay.
I thought I was going to bleed.
Okay.
I thought it was going to be much more difficult.
You see? Men, do it.
Attention, men.
Men out there, there's no reason why you need to be walking around with a carpet on your arm.
I think there's a new thing we should add to all of these segments and interviews that we do. When we have men on, we need to ask them, wax or not wax.
I should always have one of these on hand.
You should, because you never know who's going to stumble into the studio, who we can do on the air.
Excuse me, sir. Can I wax a portion of your arm?
Lloyd Lindsay Young. Let's talk about the California drought. And by the
El
way,
Nino.
Do you wax? Does El Nino wax? I don't know. Wow. But you know, but I have to say, your touch is gentle.
Oh, thank you.
And your care is professional.
Yeah.
And all this from a $10 box of waxing strips.
That's true.
But if I were to go and have this done professionally, I could look completely hairless.
Yeah, you would have not one sign of hair on your arm or whatever part of your body you decide to wax.
So if I want to go Brazilian, if I decide, you know what, I love this feeling.
That might hurt a little bit more than your arm.
And we talked before about the removal positions.
Yes.
The upside down monarch butterfly, all these things you have to get into to be able to, but they can do that.
Everything. You go into a salon that specializes in waxing, and they will wax anything that you ask them to.
I'm going to go and heal up. Stay with us.
Is more this to... skin or hair?
No, that's,
I don't know.
That's, oh, this is great. You know what? This is a part of my body I rarely see. Try, folks, grab your arm and twist it all the way around, but don't break it. And then all of a sudden, I have a cowlick on my arm. I never thought I would have a cowlick. Somehow, she affixed the tape in a way where she left this one giant little clump of hair. This is great because
wow.
Oh my goodness.
That's a good one.
All right. Maybe we'll get a pair of scissors and cut that
off. Yeah, maybe.
All right. And I'll just carry this little piece of hair out to break. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
And I'm Christina Stoffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend. Think green. Harrison with you. British nobility heir David de Rothschild is setting sail across the Pacific Ocean on a plastic catamaran called the Plastiki, named after the famous raft the Contiki. He's headed towards the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, a garbage-covered region of ocean several hundred miles wide now. With a crew of six, he'll expose this growing garbage collection that's killing seabirds and fish. The plastic's been swept from coastal cities in Asia and California and is caught in a vortex of currents in the middle of the Pacific. Fish and seabirds mistake the plastic for food and choke. The boat, Plastiki, took 3 years to design and has cost several $1 million to be made from 12,000 plastic bottles, the cabin and bulkheads, recycled consumer plastic, and two wind turbines and solar panels to power it. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Have you ever had an idea that you didn't write down because you thought it was so good that you wouldn't forget it, and then you promptly did? Why does our memory let us down like this?
According to research, it's because we're overly confident in our ability to remember. So here's the real deal on our short-term memory.
First, the duration is limited. Without repetition, we can only remember new information for a maximum of 30 seconds.
Second, the capacity is limited. We can only retain 5 to 9 new items, and it's better if items are grouped, like phone numbers, in 3 sets.
So the next time you have a great idea, don't rely on your memory. Write it down for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
With the great cast and a heart of gold, the second best exotic Marigold Hotel is worth checking into. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.